You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Hello, I'm Dan Brown.
And I'm Brandi Crawford Eryu.
We are the TV BFFs, and this is a podcast about the TV shows that people love most. And today we are talking about miniseries, the one and done, one season wonders. And joining us to talk about it today, my good friend Marnie and her mom Felicia from the Hi Felicia podcast. What's going on, guys?
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Felicia's tired. She's, you know, it's late for her, although it's not late
it's
for
not
you
late.
Because you stay up watch television.
But I'm in my happy place.
Right. Yeah. In bed. I love it. You guys have a great podcast. You talk about all the TV you're watching week in and week out. I've had the honor of guesting on your show a couple times. One of those times was recently in our TV BFFs feed. We threw it in there. We were talking about some recent shows and also the Oscars. So really fun to have you on. And Marnie, you were an early influence on our show. You were one of the very first test conversations we had getting your TV BFFs way back before we even, you know, kind of had the show fully up and running. So without you, would we even be here?
You know, what's really funny about that. One of the shows on my list is a miniseries.
And it might come up.
It's going to come up.
Okay. So this is going to be a fun conversation. We don't really ever get into the miniseries specifically. They come up here and there, but it is a unique thing in the TV world in that it's one season. That's it. And sometimes you'll have a miniseries like a Big Little Lies that starts as one season, then it's popular, and then they come back and do more. So it is this kind of weird line of when does something stop being a miniseries and start becoming a series. But it's been a staple of, you know, TV since, you know, for 50 years, since the mid 70s. I put this list together and they go back pretty far.
And you know what I would say is that I think that, and I'm sure we're going to discuss this, is that miniseries have really evolved because I feel like because I have always loved a miniseries. Okay. But like my love of miniseries stemmed from ABC. It's airing every Sunday for like 3 weeks straight. It's Stephen King.
Sure.
We're in, right? It's based on a true story. I'm in. Like, I've been like into like true crime stuff since I was in elementary school because of miniseries.
Yeah. Yeah. So I put together a list of like over 150 titles here and I sent it to everybody. Marnie and Felicia specifically, I want to hear from you. Seeing some of these titles, did you remember watching these, especially, you know, that earlier era? Because miniseries have kind of had an explosion in the last 5-10 years. There's way more than there ever have been, but there is some really significant ones in the earlier days of primetime TV.
Well, obviously, there was no HBO when back in the early 70s.
Sure.
I don't know. When did HBO start?
Early 80s, I think.
It started in the 80s. I've had HBO since I was born, and I was born in 1981.
Oh, you're about to say, so was she. See. But I started watching, I mean, I've always watched TV, obviously. Yeah. But when my son was born in 1971, obviously at that point, no, when was he born? 75. I'm sorry, 75.
Sure.
He just gave an extra 4 years.
I forget how old he's going to be. That's when I stayed home. You know, when you have a baby, you stay home and you watch. Mm-hmm. And I know it's part of one of the things on the list, which I told Marty, was Roots and Shogun.
Sure.
But she also remembered, like, she was talking about Rich Man, Poor Man, and we pulled up that trailer. Woo! 76.
Yeah.
Nick Nolte.
Looking good.
Unrecognizable.
Really? Yes. But I loved Rich from Shogun. It was, and all I could remember is Richard Chamberlain, you know, from Shogun. And she says, well, what else was he in? I went, well, first of all, it was Dr. Kildare, which she has no idea what that was.
Well, in this episode, I think we're going to be a bit more loosey-goosey than we generally are. I don't remember a lot of specifics from a lot of these. This is a pretty long list. I separated it into three eras.
Right.
Yeah, one is like from the early, the shows we were just mentioning, Roots and Rich Man, Poor Man in the mid-70s, up till about 2009. And then era two from 2010 to 2019. So that's a decade. Era one has about 35 or so titles. Era two has about 45. And then era three from 2020 till current, only a 5-year stretch, I have 77 titles.
Wow.
Which really shows you the explosion there.
That's because of the streaming services.
Exactly. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why, and now everything starts to blur for me. Mm-hmm. Every show, we talk about it like 2 weeks later. I go, I don't remember
which one was that,
especially because I'm watching so much. It is all blurring.
Yeah, and what's interesting too, and you know, Brandy and Marnie dial in here a little bit. Like, there seems to be in the recent couple of years, like phases, like the. Like
the Holocaust phase.
The Holocaust phase. There was
which I loved. Right?
But there's a couple of years ago, the phase of like, let's talk about corporations who were frauds or scams or, you know, crashed and burned. There was like four of those 1 year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's kind of like always like these, you know, I don't know like why that happens, but
lots of like rich people doing bad things.
Yes, that's a phase.
Intrigue.
Yeah.
Rich white people love a murder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, like white lady detectives, white lady detectives that are supposed to like read poor, but it's like you're still pretty.
Yeah, your skin is great. How does that happen?
And then there's the genre of like based on true stories, which is many. Yeah. Which is I feel like how this really started. Yeah. It's always. I think it's always.
But speaking of true stories, what's notably absent here is I didn't include documentary miniseries or true crime miniseries because those can also be one season wonders, 3, 5, 6, 8 episodes. Things like that, but that feels like its own other episode,
right?
To be quite honest, so we're gonna stick with scripted. And what we're gonna do here is collectively we're gonna come up with a top 10. Our collective, this is just on the four of us. So if we haven't seen one major, you know, if the four of us all missed Angels in America, it might not make the list, even though it's regarded as like a big miniseries. So between the four of us, we'll choose 10, and then we'll put them into the categories our best favorite forever. So let's start with era one. We kind of mentioned some of these titles. I've bolded a few. Again, this is from the mid 70s up and through 2009. So we talked about Rich Man, Poor Man and Roots and Shogun. The first one that I really connected with on this list was 1994, Stephen King's The Stand.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
I read that book when I was probably a little bit too young to read the book. And then I found my way.
Way too young. We shouldn't have been reading that in middle school. But I used to read it every summer. I'd start out every summer. That was my tradition. Because like that's when I would start reading it on whatever the first date is that stuff starts happening, which I think it's like June something or other.
Yeah, it is June.
When it go because like 4th of July shit is bad.
Yeah. Brandy, that's freaky. Wow.
Yeah.
That's why you like that true crime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you guys remember, Felicia, did you watch The Stand? Gary Sinise, who else was in it?
Gary Sinise.
Molly Ringwald,
Rob Lowe.
Yes,
Amy Sheridan.
I did watch it. I loved it at the time, but the problem is with me, I kind of don't really remember a lot of it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a while ago.
Well, it was the big, like they call it Captain Trips, like the like an epidemic pandemic that wiped everybody out. And then the good folks kind of collected in Colorado and the bad folks kind of collected in Vegas. And it was this good versus evil Stephen King style situation.
Was there something about Las Vegas?
That was where it all went down.
Randall Flagg.
Right.
Randall Flagg, the evil guy from to Vegas.
Oh, I want to watch this just based on the cast.
It was really good. Yeah. It was really good.
And then they made it, I think, on Hulu a couple years back. It wasn't as good.
I didn't love that.
Watch the original if you're going to watch it. Yeah, I really like that.
So good.
What about for you guys on the era one? What pops for you guys here from this list?
Band of Brothers?
The first big HBO one, probably.
Yeah, I feel like that was a big moment for HBO. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it very well, but I remember it being like a big
moment. Does anybody remember who was, if you tell me who was in it, then maybe I'll try to.
Rob Livingston, I want to say.
Ron Livingston.
Ron Livingston. Right. Yep, sorry.
You may remember him. He broke up with Carrie on a post.
Yes, a post it, of course. Absolutely. Oh, I can't. I know I saw it, but I just don't remember it that much.
Yeah, I think it was like a Tom Hanks produced situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think so. I think you're right.
Did you guys watch Angels in America? Because that's the other big HBO title here from this, which I missed.
Here's the thing. I saw it on Broadway.
As did I when they remade it.
And I hope I did see it when it was on TV. Because when we looked it up, because I don't really remember it on TV. But I would kill myself how could I not watch it? I mean, it was such a great show. It's a great cast. Mm-hmm. I would kick myself if I didn't watch it at the time. I hope I did. I don't remember.
That to me, I do feel like, how could you not put Angels in America and Roots on this list?
Mm-hmm.
Those are, I mean.
I didn't see Roots.
I did, but obviously.
But also, didn't you when you worked in history, didn't
and then
history
I worked in history kinda, actually yeah. was it was they it got produced after I left, but I was a part of the developing when they redid it back in I think 2016.
So they did
redid
it. Yeah.
Yeah, history did Roots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, his that's why I wouldn't yeah. okay. Because mm-hmm. you asked me if they
I said did. I think they did a remake.
And I went,
mm-hmm. Were there so like known people in the remake?
I think that LeVar Burton was an EP. I'm trying to remember who
that tracks for history
was in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was in the original. Yeah. He must have been. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it like kind of like went with it kind of premiered and went out with like a whimper. I feel like they didn't really put a lot behind it because I feel like there was regime changes happening around.
Okay.
Them. But back to this era, like, so we're just talking about The Stand. So yeah. one person who was in The Stand, he played Harold, who was like the dorky guy that like was on the good guy's side. And then it turns out he was actually bad. And he was like in love with Molly Ringwald. Da, da, yeah. da, da. Sorry. I know this like the back of my hand, but his name is Corin Nemec. And he was also in a show called Parker Lewis Can't Lose. That was from the 90s. And he was in my favorite miniseries from Era One, which is called I Know My First Name is Steven. And I don't know if you guys remember this.
No.
Tell us.
It was like a 2 or 3 part based on a true story miniseries on either. It was on one of the big 3 networks. I want to say it was ABC. And it was about. So Corin Nemec played Steven, who was kidnapped as a little boy, basically like raised by his kidnappers and then like realizes as a teenager that he was kidnapped. And like it's just like the whole story. And you like see Bonnie Bedelia plays his mom.
Ooh.
Wow.
And I forget who his dad was. And like the guy that played the killer was like, was he a killer? He was crazy, the guy that kidnapped him. But like, I think this came out in like 89, maybe. So I was too young to be watching this. But like, I was obsessed.
Wow.
And I like wanted to read, like, I wish the internet had been around back then because I would have started the subreddit. For I Know My First Name.
Right. Do you remember that?
Didn't that scare you as a kid?
I feel like it was the late 80s where like everybody was saying that like your kid's going to get kidnapped at any moment because it seems like kids were just constantly getting took back then.
They've been saying that forever. Right? I hate to say that to you. They've been saying it for a very long time.
And so like for me, the movie was like instructions on like what not to do. Okay. It's like, you saw how Steven got took. Like
right.
that we're not getting took. Like we see people who look like that. Like,
don't be a Steven.
That's not what we're doing. But that miniseries for me, like I've always loved TV, but like with that, it was like really cemented that like, I love TV. Mm-hmm. Because I used to like collect TV guides. Like that was my favorite day of the week was Tuesday when the new TV guide for the following week came out.
And look through all the week. What is play? That's what I miss now. I need a TV guide.
You do need a TV guide.
Because
you don't know how to use the internet.
We've mentioned a couple HBO shows. One more HBO miniseries that I really loved. I bought the DVDs. John Adams. Do you guys remember John Adams with Paul Giamatti as John Adams? And it was like about the revolution and the founding of America and like tracked John Adams throughout like this decades long.
No, but now I want to watch it.
It was very good.
It's phenomenal.
Here's the thing. I'm not into history and I'm certainly not into the revolution. And I'm very shallow. So I knew it was a good show. I really did.
You watched it?
No, I did not watch it, but I heard about it and I went,
Did that show win awards? Did he win?
I believe it won awards at its in its day, at its
in
time.
Its
it
day.
Was 2008.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was 08. So it was, again, just, we're not at prestige TV yet. We're not even at streaming TV yet. But it was one of those ones that I just remember being like, oh, this is next level. This feels different. This feels elevated. This feels like something that you see on HBO that you could never see on NBC or ABC or something like that.
Right.
Did you watch John Adams on HBO way back when?
I did watch Paul Giamatti. Mm-hmm.
Did you love it as much as Dan Brown?
I thought it was okay.
Okay. I don't know why. From this list, it was one of the earlier ones that like stuck with me. I was doesn't need to make our list though. It'd make my own personal list. But again, this is a group conversation. So we'll. Mm-hmm. All right. So from what I'm getting, Era One, and we're not putting anything into best, favorite, or forever quite yet. I'm just kind of jutting down the things that popped. I think we have we're gonna call this list down later, but we have Roots. We have Brandy's I Know My First Name Is Stephen. Stephen King's The Stand, which a couple of us connected with. Band of Brothers, Angels in America. So that's kind of what's chilling for now.
Well, I do. I have a couple more from the 90s that I loved. Another based on a true story that like really influenced my life, Switched at Birth, which I think that like Freeform or ABC Family did like a-
They remade it
as like a series.
That's what I remember. That's what I remember.
But it was based on, and I'm sorry, Bonnie Bedelia is the mom in Switched at Birth, not in I Know My First Name Is Stephen.
Okay. All right.
But also in Switched at Birth is Lex from Jurassic Park, Ariana Richards. It was like one of her first movies.
No way.
And so Switched at Birth is the story of these two baby girls that get switched at birth in, I think it was in Florida, and it happened in like the late 70s. So I was very intrigued because like these girls would have been the same age as me, around the same age. And I just couldn't believe that something that could happen. And I like went to my mom. I was like, are you positive? Are you like, is there any way that I could have been switched at birth? Because I feel like I saw Switched at Birth and The Parent Trap around the same time. Yeah. And this would be Haley Mills' Parent Trap, not Lindsay Lohan's.
Oh my God, I remember that too.
And so I was just like, I was like, my parents are keeping things from me. Was I switched at birth, and do I have a twin that I've been separated from?
Was the second Switched at Birth, the more current, was that one of the children was deaf? One of the girls was deaf?
One of the children is deaf. Yeah, because in the original story.
Mind like a steel trap.
How it all went down, or like what ended up happening is that the two babies were mixed up. One baby was healthy. The other baby had a heart issue. And she ended up dying spoiler alert. So she dies around age like 10 or so. And that's when they started to, and she needed a blood transfusion or something. And they're like, wait, why does nobody's blood match hers? And that's when it started. They were like, wait, what? And so then there was a fight between the girl that got switched at birth and her real parents.
Oh, this
were
is
like,
so messed up.
Wait, so that means that our daughter's alive. Like we want her.
Oh, wow.
And it's like a whole thing. Like, her name is Kimberly Mays. Like, she's still around. Have I looked into her potentially for reality TV? Of course.
Wow.
What a story.
But yeah, so Switched at Birth. And then the other one that I, like, just absolutely loved, and it was just, like, it was a family event, and that was The Jacksons.
I remember The Jacksons.
I've always been fascinated by The Jacksons. Like,
I remember that.
I think Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
Plays the mom, Catherine Jackson.
Who played the father?
You know, like, a part of me is like saying Lawrence Fishburne, but it wasn't. He played Ike Turner.
I was going to go, you know what? I think you're right, you're right. Well, definitely he played Ike Turner.
But little Michael was played by the kid that also voiced the singing voice of little Simba.
Oh, yeah, because, the singing voice of Simba is not Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who's the speaking voice.
He's the speaking voice, yeah.
Okay, so Brandy, of these, because...
Yeah, we don't need to have too many,
We only have 10 slots, so like, between I Know My First Name Is Stephen, Switched at Birth, and The Jacksons, which of these three should we put on our short list, do you think?
Honestly, I think Switched at Birth.
Switched at Birth.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Name tells it all. Right.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. So does I Know My First Name Is Stephen, but like, it's like, why is he saying that?
That's not as clear to me.
No,
not as clear. All right, let's move on to era two. So era two spans just a decade. It's 2010 to 2019. I have about 45 titles on here. I've bolded personally, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, like 10 of them.
Wow.
Ooh,
there's some good ones in here.
I bolded 4. And there is one that I'd like to, if we could like maybe move into 2010, because I feel like I watched it in 2010.
Oh.
Harper's Island.
I didn't see Harper's Island.
That's the end of era one, 2009 on CBS. I don't know that.
I don't know that one either.
Oh, God. I loved it. It's a murder mystery, whodunit. One person dies every week. And then you're watching to episode 10 to see who the killer is. But
what network? What was that on?
It was on CBS.
CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, you love CBS.
I know. I like them all.
I like them all.
But yeah. But anyway, we can continue on. But I just wanted to give that show a shout out. And if my friend Brian Houston is listening, he'll be very happy.
Aww.
We both like that was like our show.
Marnie and Felicia, what from this era is popping for you guys?
What do we pick?
So you didn't love, like, we saw a bunch, like Maniac. She had to, like, rewatch the trailer. It's like, we didn't really love it. Didn't love it.
They were not memorable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I liked Fosse Verdon. I don't think she'd be on the list. But I'll tell you what, my big one that stood out that I was, like, blown away by was When They See Us.
Yes, I agree.
Which is about the Central Park Five. I thought those kids.
Yes, yes.
Yes, and the boy was amazing, and he's now in many others. He's in a ton of stuff now. When They See Us, hands down.
Mm-hmm. I bolded that, underlined bold, so I think that makes our short list as well. I thought that was really, really, really well done. Mm-hmm. I also bolded Mildred Pierce, HBO 2011, Kate Winslet, Guy Pierce, Evan Rachel Wood is in it. So that was, like, again, an earlier HBO one. Mm-hmm. Another HBO, The Night Of. Do you remember The Night Of?
The Night Of, I put down. That I really like that one.
That was huge.
That's with Turturro?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be Gandolfini, but then it ended up being Turturro. After James died.
I didn't know that.
What was it about? I don't remember.
And Riz Ahmed, it was about a guy who basically gets convicted of murder for something he didn't do and goes to prison for it. It's like a really gritty, like...
People loved it. That was such a moment. And I hate to say it, I didn't see it. And people loved it. Why did I not watch it? What was the year? What was I doing?
The year was 2016.
Okay, yeah. Because I was like, I feel like it was...
You had a baby?
I had a baby. Okay. Yeah. Then I should have watched it.
Brandy, you bolded that one though, The Night Out?
Yeah, I bolded that one.
That's big for me as well.
I really... That one was like I tuned in.
Mm-hmm. Everybody did. That should definitely be on the list.
And I think I think I was DVRing it.
It was big.
Yeah, it was big.
A couple others: Escape at Dannemora, Ben Stiller's first kind of big scripted thing.
I really liked it. I don't know if it should make like a list. I'll tell you what I like about it now that I like look back. Like, I feel like this might have been like the blossoming relationship between Ben Stiller and Patricia Arquette for Severance.
Absolutely, certainly, yeah. Paul Dano was in it. Benicio Del Toro was in it.
Yeah, great cast. No, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
About a prison break in upstate New York, which is kind of up around kind of where I am now is where it happened.
Oh. Yeah,
I remember the time when it happened, the real, when it really happened.
Yeah.
And then like Chernobyl, I know that was like a big...
Chernobyl was big. Yeah, that's a Craig Mazin, who's currently running The Last of Us right now. He did that.
Oh, I didn't realize he did that.
He did that. Hey. Chernobyl's excellent. I have that bolded. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. Maybe not a favorite. I don't like have fond memories of like warm storytelling, but like incredibly high level.
It could be a best.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'll put that on the short list. Okay. That'll go on the short list.
I also put Sharp Objects.
I had that one. Yeah.
We did watch that. I kind of remember it kind of, like a little bit.
Based on the Gillian Flynn novel.
Mm-hmm. She was really having a moment. I feel like I read like all of her books at that time. Cause it was because there was Gone Girl, there were Sharp Objects. There was another one.
I don't remember what it was called. I had it too.
Yeah.
I really like Sharp Objects. I thought that was really good.
And then cause Amy Adams.
It was Amy Adams, who I love.
What, didn't she play news journalist? Was she a journalist?
She was like a writer, I thought.
She was a writer. Yeah. Right, right. And how crazy somebody was really crazy in her family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her mother probably.
A couple other, Godless I liked, Unbelievable I liked, and they both starred, what's her name, who's in Severance? She plays Dylan's wife in Severance.
Merritt Weaver. I didn't see those.
Yeah, she's in both of those, which are both very good. Unbelievable is like a true crime situation, and Godless is like an old Western.
Wow.
Yeah, from Scott Frank, who went on to do Queen's Gambit, which is later in this list.
Right.
What channels were that? What was that on?
Let me see. Godless was on Netflix and Unbelievable was on Netflix. They're both on Netflix.
Wow. Yeah.
What was Unbelievable about?
It was about like two disconnected crimes in two different states. And then I think, was it Toni Collette who played the other detective and Merritt Weaver was one and they kind of crossed paths. Yeah.
Watchmen.
I love Watchmen.
Loved Watchmen.
That could be like definitely like a favorite.
That's a short list. It could be a best or a favorite or even a forever for me. I really Damon Lindelof doing like a little bit of superhero. Like that's got my name.
I liked it.
I loved it. In fact, an episode of this podcast we did earlier this year was a superhero TV draft. And I had the number one pick and I like glitched out and didn't take it. I took the Penguin instead and I really should have taken Watchmen and I still don't forgive myself for it.
So you have to make the list.
It might have to.
I mean.
Okay, so now we're at, we added When They See Us, The Night Of, Escape at Dannemora, Chernobyl, and Watchmen. So we added 5. We're at 10 with one more era to go.
And it's the biggest era.
The biggest one.
It's a really big era. From 2020 to 2025. All right, you guys start, Marnie. What do you got? What's bolded?
I mean, Felicia didn't see. She never even heard of I May Destroy You.
Bold.
Oh, that's first Capital on my, underline. It's the first one on my list.
It was such a moment. It was so unique. It was so special. And I don't know if it's for you.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe it's not for you.
It could be. There's a lot of things. It's very generational.
Sure.
There's a lot of things that I go, nah.
It was just so cool. It was so awesome. It was so different. Mm-hmm. Like, where is Mikhail? Like, where is she doing now?
You know, I'm not quite sure what she's been up to. She's been kind of randomly in a few things. She was in Black Mirror. She was in Mr. and Mrs. Smith for like an episode.
Yeah, she was. I'll tell you what was originally in our test tape was The Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit, loved, that's right. I loved it.
Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, that one I loved also.
I loved the filming of it. I loved the shots.
And she's such a beautiful girl.
I feel like I could rewatch. Like that's a...
Yeah, I could rewatch that.
Is that a favorite? Maybe.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's in consideration.
This one, Dan, reminds me of you. I believe you got me to watch this when we were working together, Station 11.
I thought of Dan too when I saw Station 11.
Bold, capital, underline.
Felicia tried it. You didn't like it? No. She hated it.
I didn't love it, Felicia.
You guys, it's gorgeous. Come on, survival is inefficient. Storytelling brings the world together. Like, come on.
I was always so confused.
I mean, that's fucking
it's
hilarious.
It's not that confusing.
Yeah, but that's really funny.
I don't understand anymore. I mean, like what's the show on
Netflix? All of them.
Black Mirror? That I keep saying.
I don't know how you don't understand those. It's such a simple thing. One episode.
They're all different, Felicia. If you don't like one, try a different one. Let's talk about that stretch of Dropout, Inventing, Anna, Super Pumped, We Crashed.
I loved. Loved.
Any of that era? Mm-hmm. I loved the Dropout. I thought that was the best of the bunch.
Mm-hmm. Loved. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amanda Seyfried. I did also love Jared Leto and Anne Hathaway.
And We Crashed.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Brandy, did you see any of these? Did you like any of these?
I read all of these books.
Oh.
But I didn't watch any of the miniseries.
Super Pumped was not that good. Like that, it should have been better.
It kind of stunk. It kind of stunk.
Because Super Pumped, the book was really good.
Really?
Like that's the one about Uber, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The book was like, it was really good. I highly recommend.
Mm.
I mean, Inventing Anna was so fun.
I couldn't get through 2 episodes of that one.
Is that the one that's the scammer?
Yes.
Okay.
Julia Garner plays her with a big accent.
So rich.
Yeah.
Maybe we table this whole batch.
It's because a batch.
One stand out over another? Or do we want a placeholder for one? Okay, we'll come back to that.
And then there's the package of the Holocaust shows. A Small Light. The Tattooist of Auschwitz, and We Were the Lucky Ones.
Yeah, which we, you know, I think.
Which of those three was the strongest, do you think?
So
The Tattooist.
What? I thought you said We Were the Lucky Ones you loved.
I don't know. I love them all. I mean, I don't know what to say. And my friends love, I mean, that's, yeah, you know, we're old and Jewish. What are we going to watch? That's what my friends
like.
You know,
for me, the Anne Frank and the Auschwitz, like, We Were the Lucky Ones felt a little bit more, felt different. I hadn't heard that story before.
Right.
Mm.
So okay. I really, but Leif Schreiber was so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? No, he was in A Small Light. I'm just saying all the Holocaust ones.
Yeah.
Oy.
Oy.
Stressful.
I really loved Fleischman's in Trouble.
She hated it. I made her watch it. She hated
really?
It.
I thought it was just fine. I'm with you, Felicia.
Okay.
Overrated.
I thought it was okay.
I really liked it. And like, I really liked the book. And I really liked, I mean, I can see if people didn't really like it because no one is likable.
Right.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
That
like
was my every issue.
Like nobody's likable.
I need one character that I like. There was nobody. I went, these people, I hate them.
Yes.
No, they were all the worst. I mean, I kind of liked Claire Danes' character after you see like what like Rachel, like after like that episode where it like really goes into who she is, like I just thought was so great.
Listen, Claire Danes can perform a manic episode of television like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she's great.
Yeah.
But I really liked I don't know. I love, as Dan will attest to, I love a movie set in New York City that were you really in New York City? Because it's like, that just reminds me of like why I wanted to move to New York City. It's like, those were the kinds of shows and movies I was seeing, like set in New York City, that I was like, I can't wait to live there.
This is interesting. This, because there's still like another handful that we haven't mentioned. Dope Sick, Mayor of Easttown, for Christ's sakes.
I like, I know.
We Own This City.
WandaVision's on my list.
I loved Normal People.
Normal People.
Baby Reindeer, Ripley from
the Penguin.
The Penguin. Say Nothing on FX.
Say Nothing.
Which I fucking really, really love.
Say Nothing has to be on the list.
I'm with you, Brandy. I think
Say Nothing is.
I could agree to that.
Like, wow.
We loved Unorthodox.
That was very good, Unorthodox. That was very good.
Jewish.
Jewish,
we loved Unorthodox. Yeah. I loved Unorthodox.
And then Adolescence, the most recent, you know, 4-part series, was a huge hit. So now they're in talks of reinventing it for season 2. Will it stay a miniseries? I don't know. But I think right now we can't treat it as one because nothing's been confirmed.
Well, and also I feel like if it comes back, it's going to be like a American Horror Story type.
Like anthology, right?
They haven't said what the story is going to be, though.
Because I can't.
Right. I can't imagine them sticking with the same family.
We can't go back to this family again. They've been through it. Like, we can't.
I love the guy who played the cop. I thought he was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And the guy who wrote it or directed it.
The father. Stephen Graham.
He was great. Mm-hmm. He was great.
I wrote down Lessons of Chemistry, I really loved. Mm-hmm.
I didn't love that.
I loved it. I like Daisy Jones, but it shouldn't be on the list.
Daisy Jones was fun. It was fun.
Love that soundtrack.
Okay, let's do this.
This is so stressful.
Let's quick go around the horn. From this final era, what are the two shows that you would like, would really want to ride hard for? And I'll add them to our short list, and then we'll start kind of shrinking that down. Because we have a bunch. We don't have too many. I think we'll be okay. So. Mm-hmm. Brandy, let's start with you. What are the two shows on this list that like you really want on the shortlist in the conversation?
Of all of them or just from this era?
Just this era. And don't mention Say Nothing because I already put that one on there.
Okay. I would put down I May Destroy You and Baby Reindeer.
Okay. So Baby Reindeer's on the shortlist. I May Destroy You, I already had on there. Great. And then what about Felicia? What are your two?
I like Baby Reindeer, very disturbing, obviously.
Yes.
I was fascinated by it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay.
What else did we
I'm going to say We Were the Lucky Ones.
We Were the Lucky Ones.
And Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit. Okay.
I like Queen's Gambit's really good.
And obviously, Dan, you and me, Station's 11.
Yeah. I put that on there. Yeah.
Okay. Did any of you watch, besides me, The Offer on Paramount?
No, about the making of The Godfather. I've heard good things,
though. It was so enjoyable. I mean, really? It was really entertaining because it was like such a behind the scenes of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And Miles Teller, like it was just so, it was, you know, the vibe of the studio with like running around, like making a movie.
Yeah.
I do love that.
Guys, did you like Mayor of Easttown? Did you watch
it? I did.
No.
We did.
I liked it. I liked it when it was on, but
we watched a trailer to remember it.
Yeah. The vibe I'm getting is not deserving of the list. That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, is The Penguin, like, how can we not mention The Penguin?
We can.
I honestly, guys, I didn't know until I saw The Penguin on this list that
was a mini. It's over. I know. It's very upsetting.
But that one, it's like, it's over until it's not. Because it performed well.
Did you know that going in?
I think so. I don't want to put it on the short list. I think like I'd rather include like Watchmen as like the superhero example if we're gonna include one.
That's fair.
The only other one, this is a me. I just want to shout this out. We Own This City. Do you guys know about the show? It stars John Barenthal as a dirty cop in Baltimore. It's kind of like a. It's not connected to The Wire, but it's the same creators.
The same
it's kind of like a
coda.
It's like an epilogue to it. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. It's on HBO. It's on Max. I think it's like 6, maybe 7 episodes.
I like him.
It has that Wire vibe. Barenthal absolutely crushes it. Like knocks it out of the park. Really, really good.
What year was that?
2022.
Okay.
Okay. I think we have a short list. Wait, we circle back. What of the...
We got to get
Dropout. We crashed. I would go for Dropout.
Dropout.
Okay. Perfect. I love it. Okay. So
let's get the woman. The woman. enough white men.
Enough white men. Exactly. Okay. We have 17 on our short list. We need to get down to 10. Here's what's on the list: Roots, Switched at Birth, Stephen King's The Stand, Band of Brothers, Angels in America, The Night Of, When They See Us, Escape at Dannemora, Chernobyl, Watchmen, I May Destroy You, The Queen's Gambit, Station 11, The Dropout, Say Nothing, Baby Reindeer, We Were the Lucky Ones. So let's start this way. Everybody say one that after hearing the list, you're like, that actually doesn't need to be on the list. I'll go first. Escape at Dannemora. I think we could bounce off the list.
Agree. Agree.
I think we can take off Switched at Birth, even though, like, I love it.
Thank you.
And I think it's amazing. I think we can take it off.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You had to be the one to do that. No one else could have done it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I will say we have a lot of 2024 representation. We have three from 2024 on here right now.
Oh, wow.
I could take off Baby Reindeer. I think it was great. Really? I mean,
see, I think it represents such a moment. It represents a moment of like shows can make it without a known name. So I don't think it should be removed. I think if you want to, I mean,
well, for sure, Angels of America should stay in.
Angel, maybe Band of Brothers out, Angels in America in.
Okay.
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 I mean, the cast alone for Angels in America is phenomenal.
Yeah. I think we have to keep Roots, and I would love to keep The Stand.
I think we have to keep The
you
Stand.
You guys did love The Stand.
Yeah.
I gotta watch The Stand.
Yeah. Okay, so that's three. Let's go. The Night Of, I think it stays for now. It was such an event, and it's at the time.
Do we remove When They See Us?
You know, what's interesting, those two is kind of a coupling, because it both deals with the imprisonment of wrongly accused people of color, really. You know, one is an original story, one is based on real events. That's tough. That's really tough.
Danny, you going to kill me? Maybe Station 11.
Let's not go crazy. I'd rather take off Say Nothing before I take off Station 11.
What?
Yeah, I would.
Wow.
What are we down to now?
I mean, I hate to say it, but
we could take We Were the Lucky Ones.
Maybe we drop We Were the Lucky Ones or The Dropout. They are kind of signifiers of like this larger group of shows, but are the two of them better than everything else on those lists? I'm not sure they are. You know? But then again, we're also talking about favorites and forevers.
Take off We Were the Lucky Ones.
Okay. So now we're down to 13. Let's start putting things in categories.
Mm-hmm.
Best favorite forever. I think Roots probably goes in the best. It's one of the first to ever do it. I don't think it's a favorite. And do you want to watch it forever?
But it really was groundbreaking at the time.
Yeah.
I think Roots goes in the best.
Maybe Baby Reindeer goes in best too, because I'm not rewatching Baby Reindeer.
I'll put that in best for now. I think that's smart.
Yeah.
I think I May Destroy You is a good contender for best.
I agree with that as well. These are all difficult watches. Okay. So that's three in best. So let's hang there for now. Stephen King's The Stand is definitely a favorite.
Favorite.
That has favorite vibes written all over
favorite,
it.
Favorite, I could also watch it forever.
Yeah.
Ooh, that, okay.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to put a little star because it could be a forever. Okay, that's good. I'd put Station 11 in a forever for me, certainly. Like, I just love it. I really, really love it. And this might be like the one that I really, like the hill that I die on, like Station 11.
I could do a rewatch.
Is my forever, you know?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to take that liberty as the host of this podcast. Station 11's going in forever.
Queen's Gambit, favorite.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
my favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
That could also be a forever.
Yeah, I would rewatch. I could watch
it. It has forever vibes.
I agree.
Okay, so now we're kind of in this mid-late 20-teens, Night Of, When They See Us, Chernobyl, Watchmen, Dropout, Say Nothing. We also haven't put Angels in America anywhere.
Angels should probably be under best, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to be tough to watch over and over again.
Okay, so that's four and best. So now we need one more favorite and two more forevers, and that's going to be 10. If everything stays.
Okay.
You know, I might say that, are we keeping Say Nothing or are we taking Say Nothing off?
It hasn't been decided yet.
Because I would say that I could put that in a
favorite.
Even though in a favorite. Right. Like, yeah. It's a crazy, like, dark story, but like, it was so interesting. And I had no idea.
And I watched the book right before. Like, I really had a moment with me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talked about it on your podcast. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would put that under favorite.
Yeah.
I May Destroy You. Is that under, I think that's a.
That's in the best, right?
That's
now.
In the best.
Should we remove Chernobyl?
You know what? I could remove Chernobyl. I think that's fine.
I didn't
fine.
Watch it.
Yeah. That's I'm
not
fine.
Like, I don't want to see it again.
There's.
And I'm not like,
I get very. Some shows give me tremendous anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these.
A lot. Yeah. And yeah. I. it's just, I can't watch them because I get so anxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I have a friend that had a hard time getting through adolescence.
Most, a lot of people did.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people did. Yeah. I kept saying, you know, just stick with it. You'll do it. Yeah. But she was so
as
anxious.
As a mom of a boy, like, that is, oh, God.
Yeah. And then when they become
I know, like, I can't imagine if I, like, having a teenager and watching it. Like, it's.
Really?
You already think they're doing the worst. It's like, oh, they are.
I know.
And if you guys have it really bad because the internet is so prevalent now and all that. And it's God knows what it's going to be when, you know, your kids are teenagers.
I know. Right.
I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, you're
like, I'm over that hill.
Yeah.
Way
yeah,
exactly. Over that hill.
All right, where are we at?
All right, so I think we're bloating the bests. I'm not. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I don't think Baby Ranger needs to be in there, guys. If I'm being honest with you.
Okay, mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm.
That was a hard watch. I mean, it was a hard watch.
And there's other hard watches that I'd rather have in the best category.
Okay. Okay.
You know, it doesn't need to be a best.
Including, so now I think let's vote between the Night
but
of.
But is it and, a favorite?
No.
Okay.
Certainly not forever. The Night of and When They See Us.
Oh, I haven't even seen The Night Of, but I'm going to tell you The Night Of is better than probably When They See Us.
I want to go with The Night Of.
Yeah, me too. And I haven't seen it.
We're going with The Night Of. Let's put that in where Baby Ranger was in best. That'll swap that out.
Watchmen's probably a forever, right? You could probably rewatch it.
Fucking
I think that could be a day.
Yeah, that you could watch that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Watchmen and Forever.
Okay, so, and When They See Us is off the board?
Runner up.
Okay, first out.
It's an honorable mention.
So first out. Which leaves us with Dropout as our last remaining. So where do we want to put it? Here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to make a move here. I'm going to do here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then
I like Dope Sick more than Dropout.
Oh.
Dope Sick. I never watched Dope Sick, so I can't weigh in on that.
It was great.
Brandon, did you see Dope Sick?
I didn't see Dope
Michael
Sick.
Keaton,
with
Michael right?
Keaton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I watched Painkiller. I love all that shit. I loved it. Dope Sick was better than Painkiller.
Yeah, Dope Sick is great.
And Caitlin Dever is in Dope Sick as an old. She fucking ODs.
Right.
Caitlin Dever really having a moment.
Yeah,
she's really having a moment.
All right, guys. Any glaring omissions? Anything that you're like, I'm upset that this isn't in there.
No, I feel like the things that I wanted to be in there are in there, and that is Stephen King's The Stand, and also I May Destroy You. I think those are two.
Like, and Station 11. I needed Station 11 to be in there. Needed it. I'm happy that Say Nothing is as well.
I'm happy Say Nothing's up there.
You know what? Another one from 2024 I didn't mention, but Ripley with Andrew Scott was fantastic on Netflix in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that, Brandy? Did you see
I saw. I think I watched the first episode of
and
that
you
one.
Stopped because I heard it was boring.
I think that, because what service is that on?
Netflix.
It was on Netflix.
It was on Netflix, so I can't even. Because I was going to say, like, I have, like, well, I probably shouldn't say this on a podcast about my illegal Fire Stick, but so there's some things that I'm like, wait, I watched one episode, but then I couldn't watch the other episodes because I couldn't load it.
I think this is solid.
Yeah, I think this is a good list.
The best is like we have lots of different a range of decades.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree.
I really like that.
Okay, so here's where we landed. And this is in chronological within each category. So our top 10 are TV BFFs meets Hi Felicia, top 10 miniseries of all time. In the best category, we have Roots from 1977. We have Angels in America from 2003. The Night Of from 2016. And I May Destroy You from 2020. Our favorites are The Queen's Gambit from 2020. The Dropout from 2022. And Say Nothing from 2024. And our forever miniseries that we would watch on a loop are Stephen King's The Stand from 1994. Watchmen from 2019. And Station 11 from 2021.
That's a great list.
I love this list. I think this is phenomenal.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Good job, everybody.
Did it.
Yeah.
That was so great.
I feel confident like taking anybody watching from this list is going to be happy.
Yeah. What are the shows like? Are you going to go watch any of these miniseries that you haven't seen based on recommendations?
Yeah. I really want to watch The Stand.
Oh, you should.
So like, it's good. It's long. I think it's eight hours.
Yeah. Where am I finding that now?
It's probably on Hulu because like older
ABC stuff is there.
Yeah. Let me see.
This is great. This is really well done. So and I think we need to watch The Night Of.
Yes.
John Turturro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I would rather watch Angels in America.
We could watch Angels too. Yeah.
I'm gonna watch The Dropout.
Yes.
Good one.
Instead of just The book is so good. Blind Blood. So good.
And honestly, since it almost made the list, I'm going to watch Dope Sick. I haven't seen Dope Sick, and I feel like it's a big blind spot.
You should. You should. It was really good.
Especially for Caitlin. Yeah, it was great. It was great. You might like The Offer, too.
And guys, please watch We Own This City.
Okay.
Like, if, for me personally, like last one out, that would be it for me is We Own This City.
Wow. Maybe that's a runner up for you.
Yeah, that's my runner up. Okay. Show for sure.
Okay.
Guys, this was so fun. Tell everybody listening a little bit about Hi Felicia, where they can find you guys, what y'all are up to.
So Hi Felicia with Marnie and Felicia is on everywhere where you could listen to podcasts. We record weekly about what we are currently watching. We cover upcoming, we start with like, you know, Hollywood news of the week. Well, we really start with what's going on in Felicia's life.
Sure.
Because she's so, so interesting and entertaining. Great sound effects.
Yes, it's produced by your husband, Casey, who edits and has a lot of fun with sound effects. He's great.
It's funny, and it's really about our relationship. You see us kind of argue.
Tell her to shut up a lot.
But she also, sometimes gets emotional, and you almost cried the other day. We talk about, we have a segment called Bye Felicia, where we talk about what we're going to watch next week or what's coming out that we should watch, and we give Felicia a Korean minute because she watches so many K-dramas.
There are people who, what is that called? DM you?
They slide into my DMs. and they want to talk to her about the K-dramas.
That's incredible.
Women, I don't know. Yeah, it's great. It's great. We're on the 67th episode.
Wow.
You know better than
That's
me.
That's great. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. Apologies for keeping you up late. I know you got a lot going on, but this is great. I think we made a great list. A lot of recommendations for those listening. Thanks again, guys. And until next time. Bye, friends.
Bye, friends.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Bye, Dan. Bye.
You arrive here at the critical moment.